Dear friends, very famous story in the Gemara of Nochum Ish Gamzu. The Gemara in Tainis tells us that the Roman Emperor made a gezeira against the Yidin, a terrible gezeira. And what do? We need shtadlonos. Nobody's prepared to take the risk to go to the Roman Emperor other than Nochum Ish Gamzu. Nochum Ish Gamzu takes a big box and collects and arranges from the Yidden, fill up this box full of jewels, and he's going to take this present to the Roman Emperor, and hopefully he'll intercede and rescind the gezeira against the Yidden. Nochum Ish Gamzu goes riding on his chamoir with the big box full of jewels strapped to the chamoir, and on the way to Rome, he stops off for the night. Stops off in a hotel. He leaves his chamoir downstairs. He goes upstairs. He goes to sleep. The goyim in the hotel see a chamoir with a big box on it. Open up the box. It's full of jewels, of course. Empty out all the jewels. Gan of them. And you don't want Nochum to realize first thing in the morning that his jewels have gone and point a finger at the people here in the hotel. So they fill up the box with stones and sand. And exactly as they planned, what happened? Nochum Ish Gamzu gets up in the morning, gets onto his chamoir, totally oblivious to the fact that it's now full of useless stones. Continues on his way, arrives in Rome, and asks for an audience with the emperor. And he gets the audience, and he presents this box in the name of the Jewish people to the Roman emperor. The emperor opens up the box. And instead of Avonim Toivim's Umargolius, it's full of stones and rocks and sand. And he gets extremely angry. What sort of insult is this from the Yidden? This is what the Yidden sent to me. You're going to make the Xeris even worse. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes. He sent Eliyahu HaNavi to the court of the emperor, dressed up like one of the ministers. And he says to the emperor, listen, it doesn't make sense that the Jews sent you plain earth and sand. They've got more seichel than that. Perhaps, he says, we know that Avraham Avinu went out to war against the mightiest armies of his generation. And he won the war. How did he manage that? Avraham Avinu had some miraculous sand. He would take a handful of sand, throw it at a whole army, and every particle of sand became another arrow, and he destroyed them. Maybe the Yidden have sent you from Eretz Yisrael this same sort of sand, and it's really something extremely precious. Says the Roman Emperor, let's try it out. In the middle of waging battles all over my empire, we'll try it out and we'll see. And he does exactly this. And lo and behold, this sand that there is in the box of Nochum Ish Gamzu changes into arrows. He defeats all his enemies. The emperor is as happy as could be. He knights Nochum Ish Gamzu, fills up a bigger box full of jewels, rescinds the gezeira, and sends him on his way. That's the story, a real story which took place. The Noda Behuda in his Droshas says that obviously this story happened, but it's not the only story that happened in the lifetime of Nochum Ish Gamzu. It was Malumad Be Moifsin. He was Bal Moifas Nochum Ish Gamzu. He did one wondrous thing after the next. So why, of all the stories that happened in his life, did the Chachomim find fit to record for us particularly this story? Says the Noda Behuda, it must be that besides the fact that the story happened, Chazal recorded it because they wanted to teach us something. There's a message for all of us. And the Noda Behuda says, yes, there is a very subtle and important message in the story of Nochum Ish Gamzu. In truth, says the Noda Behuda, Nochum Ish Gamzu, and this whole story, is a mashal of what really happens to each one of us every year. On Yom Kippur of last year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us another year, a year of health and happiness and prosperity. I'll give you a box, and it'll be a good box, and you go through this year, and you fill up this box with diamonds, and come back to me in a year's time on Yom Kippur, present yourself, Look what I've done during the year. And the year starts off with good intentions and we start filling it up with diamonds. Unfortunately, as the year goes on, we arrive at one stage or another in a hotel. And we go to sleep in the hotel. And we're oblivious to the fact that the Yetzer Hara comes and he empties out the diamonds that we have in the box. He doesn't let us do more mitzvahs. He gets control of us. He puts averus into our box. And the worst thing is that you don't even realize what's happened. We get up the next morning, we continue, and we've got this box, and we're absolutely convinced that this box is full of jewels. And we arrive on Yom Kippur, and we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, look, look what I did with this year. Here's the box. It's full of jewels. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the box. Shem Yerachem. This guy's been sleeping. He didn't chap. This box is full of sand and useless rocks and pebbles. This is what you present in your box after a year's work. Chas v'shalom, Hashem gets angry. Says the Rebbe Yehuda, every year on Yom Kippur, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to Hashem and he says, don't be so sure that this box is full of useless sand. The Yidden are grandchildren of Avraham Avinu, and they have the ability to take sand and convert it and transform it into arrows. If the Yidden will only do tshuva, if a Yid does tshuva of what he's done during the year, true, I didn't fill my box with jewels. And true, I did fill it up with pebbles and stones and sand. But they have the efsharos, they have the ability on Yom Kippur to take a handful and another handful and throw it at the enemies. And it, if I do tshuva correctly, I will change all this into the most precious commodity, destroy the Yetzer Hara, and then Hashem gets even happier with us and decides for us a good year. There's a famous nigun, which actually the words come from the Rishonim. In the Rishonim we find, in the Meiri, the text, Kol ha'olam kuloi gesher tzar ma'od. We live, we walk through this world on a very narrow bridge. The bridge is strung from one cliff to the next cliff. This is the bridge which goes from the day that we are born until we get to Gan Eden. And it's very, very narrow. And you can't afford to take a step wrong, either right or left. If you fall off, chas v'shalom, it's all the way down into the valley and a big torrent of a raging river at the bottom. No chance of survival. We're walking along this bridge every single day of our lives. Gesher tzar ma'oid. And then comes this expression from Mechoves HaVavos, don't be scared. What sense does this make? How can you tell me I'm going on this bridge, my life hangs in the balance, I take one step wrong in either direction and it's the end of me? So if Chazal were talking in a physical sense, we could say, you're meant to have bitachon, trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look after you. But we're talking here about ruchnius, about avodas Hashem. In avodas Hashem, loy lefachid klal. And how? You should just be very, very scared. How can you be on a gesher tzar and loy lefachid klal? Says the Chasam Sefer. The Pasuk says, Ani choyma v'shodai ka'migdolos. And Chazal tell us, choyma is the choyma of Torah. A bridge, a narrow bridge, is extremely dangerous if it hasn't got walls. If it's got a wall on either side, and that wall is strong, and that wall is reliable, however dangerous the bridge is, but you're protected by the walls. These walls are the walls of Halacha, the walls of Talmud Torah, the walls of Shulchan Aruch, the walls of what the Torah told us to do. If I understand that the dictates of the Halacha, of the Shulchan Aruch, are absolute, and they are a very, very strong wall, and there's no holes in this wall, then I can walk along this bridge. I have no worry of falling off because I'm protected on the one side by the Halacha and on the other side by the Halacha. I'm not scared I'm going to go too much in this direction or too much in that direction because the Halacha guides me and protects me. When that happens, says the Pasuk, Ani Choyma, if I'm protected by the Choyma of the Torah and the Halacha, Oz Hayisi Be'enov K'moitzes Shal Al Rav. Then, says the Chasam Sofer, Hashem answers our tefillahs. We come to Yom Kippur and we beg and we plead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a year full of happiness and success and opportunities and all my family and everything I have to do, I should be successful. I want Hashem to answer my tefillah. How does that happen? The answer is, if I undertake that whatever the halacha demands of me, that's what I'm going to do, says Rabbi Yona in Shai Tshuva and Shai Beis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already reckons all the mitzvahs that you're going to do in the coming year as you've already done them. Because you've already undertaken Na'aseh v'nishma, whatever the halacha is going to demand of me, that's what I'm going to do. So it's reckoned today as if you already did it. So on Yom Kippur, you daven, and Hashem looks. What zechusim do you have? You have a whole year of Tov Shem Pei Dalet zechusim, a whole chest full of jewels already on your cheshbon, because you accepted to follow the Ani Choyma of the Heilige Torah. When we understand that the Torah is the Heilige Chochma, then there's nothing to be scared of at all. Mizmor L'Soida, we say every morning from David HaMelech, Horiu L'Hashem Kol Haaretz. Be happy, be thankful, sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For what? David HaMelech doesn't speak out explicitly. It says, Darizal, Horiu L'Hashem Kol Haaretz. David HaMelech is meramez in the first oisius of these four words. Horiu, Ahei, L'Hashem Alamed, Kol Achof, Haaretz Ahei. That word makes up halacha. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us on this bridge with the walls of the halacha. If we undertake Na'aseh v'nishma, when I have a shaila, I'm going to ask. The Pasuk in Yeshua criticizes Klal Yisrael as Pi Hashem lo yishalu. They didn't ask. But when you have a shaila, go and ask and follow what you're told to do. Then you're protected by the halacha. If you're protected by the halacha, you have nothing to be scared of. We say in the Slichas, Misha'ona l'Avram Avinu, Bahara Meiriyo Hu Yanenu. Hashem answered Avram Avinu's tefillah, a discussion in the Mefarshim. Does it mean that Avram Avinu, after that Kedah, he asked that Hashem should give him an aisle to bring, that he asked that Hashem should answer the future tefillahs of Klal Yisrael? Avram Avinu davened after the Kedah. Hashem answered that tefillah, Misha'ona l'Avram Avinu Hu Yanenu. Frektu b'na Magid, Avram Avinu, he's just done the Akedah, the highest zechus that a person can possibly subscribe to and aspire to. And Hashem answers his tefillah. Hu ya'aneinu, me with my averus and my level, Hashem should answer me like he answered Avraham Avinu. What sort of nice is this? How can we have the chutzpah to compare ourselves to Avraham Avinu? Says Dubna Magin, Moshe Lamar Davadoyma. Fellow walks into the bank. He walks over to the cashier and he says, please give me $100,000. She looks at him like, Mishiga, we don't give out money here for, you don't. Says the cashier to the man and came there, no, wait a minute, we're not going to give you. The man says, what do you mean? I came here yesterday, I stood in the line, I saw there was a man. The man walked over you to you, he did exactly the same as I did. He asked for $100,000 and you gave it to him. Says the cashier, of course, that man is a multimillionaire. He has all his accounts in our bank. He owns so much money in the bank. He comes, he wants $100,000. We give it to him. You? Why should we give you? And the man says, no, you're making a mistake. That man's my dad. And if you've got so much money in his account, then you can give me also. He sent me to ask for $100,000. And he gets the money. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishon al Avram Avinu. Avram is doch our father, and he has so many zechusim. In his zechus, we should be saved. If we follow in Avraham Avinu's way, if we undertake that we understand that there's a Baal HaBira and we have to follow Hashem's instructions, if we aspire to be like Avraham Avinu, then we can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Misha'on al Avraham Avinu, Hu Ya'anenu, accept our tshuva, take whatever there is in our chest that we've brought from this past year. Accept our tshuva, convert everything into arrows, remove the Yetzirah, and bench us, each and every one of us, with a Gemar Chasima Toiva for us, our children, our families, and all of Klal Yisrael.